Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. So, are you feeling run down? And do you feel like you just don't have much more to give? We've all been there. We all have. And it's not a good feeling, is it? But the good news is that you don't have to stay. In this episode, I explore how to recognize when you're nearing that place where you get bogged down in the dark hole of chaos and exhaustion, and tips to move out of that place. So find full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/73. And please share the podcast with other moms and help them grow in their autism journey. And one way you could do this is by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, because it furthers our reach to other moms. And you could also do this by hitting subscribe on the Thriving Moms of Autistics YouTube channel. I appreciate you. So how can moms of autistics get ahead of their breaking point? Sometimes moms live in constant stress. And you know what that does to the body and the mind? But they don't even realize it because they don't realize that they're about to crash and burn, because that's what they know. And it's just ongoing. Now, with that said, it's good to try to get out ahead of it. And the very best way to do that is to create awareness. And you know, I often say that awareness is core to just about everything. It's key to identifying the problem so that you can do something about it. Because if you don't know that there's a problem or recognize it, you can't do anything about it, right? But awareness goes much deeper in this case. It is important to figure out what you specifically need. Oftentimes, we get so stressed out that we know that stress is impacting us, but we don't fully know to what extent. And we feel it from head to toe. I mean, it just feels so big. So how do moms of autistics break down the barriers to getting out of that deep fog of stress? It's important to pay attention to what our bodies and our minds are telling. Okay? There's signals that we miss because we get so enmeshed in the challenges of raising our child. The stress impacts us all so differently, and we're all very unique. But there are three common ways that we are all affected. And the first is physically. So moms often report headaches, tense muscles, feeling drained due to a lack of energy and sleep. I know for me, I can always tell that I'm getting super, super stressed when the muscles in my neck and back of my shoulders tighten up, and they just stay that way. And it literally feels like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And it feels so uncomfortable. So think about it for a moment. What are your physical signs of stress? Ongoing stress. The second is the mind. Moms often feel frustrated or anxious. It's common to have a shorter fuse during that time, or to feel overwhelmed much more quickly. And the third is spirit. So spiritually, what brought you joy before you even became a mom? Think about that. What used to bring you joy? Do you feel disconnected from those things? So breaking down your previous experiences prior to motherhood. And our experience in motherhood is definitely something that it might make it difficult to think back and remember those things, what it was like before. But it is important to do that. And you can bring some of that forward in various ways. And that's what we're going to talk about. So here's some activities to explore. What has been a good fit for you in the past? So consider the following. Consider, when did you feel your best? When was the time that you felt your best? What were you doing? And who was it with? So give that some thought. And a second is to imagine an ideal me time. I know that sounds ridiculous. Because we usually don't have me time. Or, you know, and that's part of the problem. And it's not that we can't get that. It's that it's not easy to do. So imagine your ideal me time. What does it look like? And third, consider your past self-care. What worked for you in the past? What did not work? Now, I know things are different now, so what worked before might not work now, or what didn't work before might actually work now. So you kind of have to think those things through. So now I'm going to give you some tips. The first tip is that when you feel overwhelmed, that is a sign, and it's a sign that you need to develop a supportive community. I know. It's not easy to create. And I am a shining example of what not to do and what to do. Because I waited until I literally crashed and burned. You know, it was bad. And I was like, we can't do this thing. We have to have people around us. And we made that happen. But we felt some serious pain first. And I just don't want that for you. I don't want that to be you. Please, think about the supportive community and how important it really is. Because we do as moms so much as digs get caught up and think, well, it's just better to do it by myself. And I'm here to tell you that I did it by myself. And it wasn't pretty and for too long. And then whenever I did change that, it changed my world. So even though it's not easy to do, I do help moms create their supportive community, which is very different for each mom. It's very individualized. But I do that in the Thrive VIP program. So the second tip is to embrace your imperfections. This is a big one. And I have always been, since I was really little, a big perfectionist. I think most MS probably are, but huge perfectionist. And it never ends well. I mean, I have to get away from that. I catch myself and I'm like, I'm not going there. This is where we get caught up in how we might not be enough for our child. Or we feel like we're failing our child and others. And it's so easy to get stuck in that thinking. So embrace your imperfection because you can work from there, right? You can build and you can grow. And with that said, you are enough. You continue to grow is what matters. We all are constantly growing. So then get swallowed up into that dark hole of social media. That is the worst. That is not real. People do struggle. They have their ups and downs. And granted, It's for different reasons, for different people, but it is normal to have that. And I kind of have a love-hate relationship with social media because I love engaging with friends and family and other moms of autistics. I love that. But I see so much that isn't real for others. And I just think, why don't you just be yourself? But it's not space for that, unfortunately. It seems like, you know, I wish it would be a safer space for everyone, but it's not. It's a space. We need a space that allows us to be ourselves and to love on one another and lift each other up. And that's what we really need. But just be mindful that's not real. So tip number three, celebrate small victories. Sometimes we forget because we're aiming for the gold, right? And that just isn't necessary. Go at your own pace and that is your child. You'll be glad that you did because no one guides your journey but you, unless you allow them to. So take control of your own journey. And what they think, it doesn't matter. It matters to them, but it doesn't have to matter to you. Self-care is very different from your experience prior to having a child. It takes some creativity because your world has changed, and that's okay. And having an autistic child fuels your creativity. I think moms of autistics are some of the most creative people out there. You just need to recognize it in yourself. It's a journey. Self-care is not a destination. So be kind to yourself along the way. And, you know, someone needs to, right? So you be kind to yourself. And check out the social media for Thriving Moms of Autistics and share your go-to self-care tips. This helps other moms. And we are a team of moms. Together, anything is possible. So let's meet up next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.